God. Not only is it the only time it's in this letter of a book of Revelation, it's the only time where he is the subject of one speaking. I want to do two things quickly with you. One, some general information in regard to the Son of God, and then as it applies to our text here. I want to cover a few things in general, not a whole lot, because I learned a long time ago that what I was doing some 14, 15 years ago, where I started to realize, we would take off and just study something that had nothing to do with the context. Everything we studied was true, but it had nothing to do with the context. So I don't want to do that. You know, you take a word, oh, well, here are this, and then you take off, and you got 50 points, and three or four doctrines, and everything's true, but you even forgot what it was all about. What were we studying? And I don't want to do that, and I've stayed away from doing that in my ministry, tried to, for the last 50, 14 years. Now, just for to get you some idea, though, the Son of God. Let's just take a few things about the Son of God. This is very important. When you put the two words together, Son of God, you're speaking of or describing the most unique person in existence. This is who they're to think about as far as the Church of Thyatira is concerned. Being the Son of God means that He is God. Son of God means He is God. Jesus Christ is not like God, which some religions today hold. Jesus Christ does not have the substance like God. Jesus Christ has the exact essence of God, for He is God. It's a fundamental belief in this assembly. Jesus Christ is God, and this means that Jesus Christ is co-equal with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. Identical essence. This doctrine is one of the great issues in church history. Is Jesus Christ the Son of God? Who is Jesus Christ? It started in the first century, debate on the sonship of Jesus Christ. And we have many passages that declare He is, but there are a lot of people who will deny that He is the Son of God. He's like the Son of God, and they play with the various passages to try to make it sound like something other than what is really there. But if you desire to see and hear, the Holy Spirit makes it very clear He is the Son of God. Very quickly, Jesus Christ is called the Son of God by God the Father Himself. Therefore, Jesus Christ is deity or divine. Let me give you a couple of passages. You don't need to turn to them. But Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. And behold, a voice out of heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Luke chapter 3, verse 22. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And then at the Transfiguration, Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. So, he is the Son of God. He is also so called at the Ascension and Session. After the resurrection, one was at his baptism, then at the Mount of Transfiguration, and then at the Ascension and Session of Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, For to which of the angels did he ever say, Thou art my Son, today I have begotten thee, and again I will be a father to him, and he shall be like a son to me. So, he is the Son of God, he is God. Now that's all I'm going to say. We could spend hours on the sonship of Jesus Christ. But let's do a little bit in the time we have left for that phrase, in context. In context. Dealing with Revelation chapter 2, Church of Thyatira, the Son of God says. So, let's take a look and understand what's happening. To understand that title being used with Thyatira, turn to Psalm 2. Very powerful, very beautiful psalm. I wrote my master thesis. Psalm 2 was my first consideration, but enough people had already done it that the head of the Hebrew department asked me to do another one. But it's a powerful psalm, and that's why so many people had written their thesis on it. Psalm chapter 2. Verse 1. Why are the nations